Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. John Wayner, 9:30. We talked to him. Duncan, the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. We'll hear from Ben Roethlisberger in just a moment. So I told you in the last hour, and I couldn't remember that for some reason Family Feud was on in our house. I was walking through the living room, and the category was, if the owner of the circus got divorced, what would his wife want in the divorce? And my wife happened to remember the four answers. I just texted her. She texted right back. The answers were, I mean, in the crux of the conversation was how Family Feud has fallen.
Yeah.
They're dragging for categories. Mm-hmm. But anyway, if the owner of the circus got divorced, what would the wife want in the divorce? There's an assumption the owner's a male, by the way.
Sexist.
Oh. I'm serious.
Well, yeah.
Right? Anyway. The answers were this: animals, the three rings, the tent, big top, and the fourth one was clowns. The clowns.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm telling you, I'm watching this going, who watches this? Who watches this show?
Me.
It was funny, too. I thought of you, Dorn. The people.
There was clowns?
This family. They were hilarious. Big, you know, big guy.
Black?
Black family.
That's
and
what
their
you
last
to
name.
Say.
No, their last name. No, here was the comedy. Their last name was White. So behind all these big black guys, it just said White real big. And I wanted the White family to have their last name be Black. Yeah. That would have made the perfect juxtaposition.
So you thought of me.
I did.
Where does that come out?
Because the one guy was jacked. That's exactly why.
Love it.
Yes. But I think it would have been something if it was black and white and white and black. But anyway, they smashed the bonus round last night. He got like 163 or something. Like he only needed to have like 20-some at the end. Did you ever see when the guy gets all 200 in the first?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then they asked like off-the-wall questions. Like, come on.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Just to screw with the second
yes,
person.
I like that. Yeah. That's my favorite.
Whenever they already dang it up, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the old school one when like we were little, wasn't it Richard Dawson?
Yeah,
he would absolutely sexually harass women.
Oh, totally.
1,000%. Hey, let me get a kiss.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
No.
Oh,
you don't remember. Oh, you might not. Yeah.
I'm Steve Harvey. All like I
no
that's where I started.
Like I'm talking in the 80s.
Yeah, the
even
old
before
old,
like late 70s.
Yes.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Kissing him on the lips. Oh yeah.
Come here, sweetie.
Come here. Why don't you reach into my pocket?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was
totally
bad.
Creepy. Yeah.
Like, if it happened now, it'd be on one time, it'd be canceled.
Yep.
Wow.
You're like, kissing them on the lips.
Is there reruns of that?
Oh, yeah. Well,
they're
you might have to go
somewhere.
To YouTube
yeah.
for it. Anyway, Roethlisberger, seamless transition. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Ben Roethlisberger's podcast is really good. It really is. Except what, Crowley? What's the one part you don't like?
The host?
Not Ben, the co-host, you should say.
I mean, this is the guy who talks more. I mean, shut the hell up, guy. Ripped jean jacket. Ben Roethlisberger saying, well, I didn't think Kenny's second throw was all that bad. And you've got this dude going, oh, yeah, I totally agree. Oh, yeah, who gives a rip? How much quarterback did you play, dork?
Well, Anyhow, Roethlisberger's great on his podcast. The other guy, as Crowley points out eloquently, sometimes a bit tough to take, but Roethlisberger's super. He said this about the Steelers' offense.
You know, it just seems like you have to, you can't be a predictable offense. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not saying that they are, but it feels like when I'm hearing from guys and whatever, it's like we've got to do some different. Like, I'd like to see them just, like, let's drop back and pass a little more.
Yeah.
And maybe that's just a quarterback talking about wanting to pass a little bit. But
I feel
second
the
down,
way.
Like, let's throw the ball a little bit. Let's throw it on first, second, and third down. Let's see what happens. Or throw four or five in a row. Like, just getting – as a quarterback, you want to get into a rhythm.
Right.
And whether that's a three-yard pass or down the field, like, if you're constantly handing it, and then you get to throw on third down, and then you go back to handing it, and I get it. He's a rookie. He just came in. But even Mitch, you want to get into some sort of rhythm. Like, once you get into a rhythm, it's any sport – basketball, baseball, hockey, if you're in some sort of a rhythm, you're going to play better.
Yeah.
If you're constantly going up and down where you can't find that rhythm, then it's going to be hard, because then when your number is called, you're expected to deliver, and it's like, okay, now it's third and eight. We got to get this one. I haven't thrown a pass in like four plays. I felt, you know, you have to, or a drop back pass. You know, you have to get it figured out.
I said this 2 weeks ago. We're on a trajectory that I love. By Thanksgiving, maybe even by Halloween, he's just flat out going to be flaming Matt Canada on this podcast. Mm-hmm. He, we're getting there.
Unless they turn it around.
Mm-hmm. Well,
am I the only positive one that they think that they might turn it around?
They might. Kenny Pickett might play well, but Matt Canada, it might not be because of Matt Canada. But Ben is getting there, and I like it. I like this truthful Ben. Like, Ben has kind of gotten away from being passive aggressive, or maybe he understands he doesn't need to be, because he doesn't need to walk in that building anymore.
Right. He's not a player anymore.
Right.
And either way it goes over the course of the next month or so, it allows itself to Ben making a comment of some sort, because he'll either go this way. Kenny will struggle. Let's presume it goes that way, okay? If that happens, he's going to instantly, well, you know, when I was a rookie, you remember, you know, Wiz helped me with this and that. And he'll manage to crush Canada that way. If Kenny goes out and just balls, then we'll be like, well, you know, Kenny's just taking it. Look at him taking advantage of what's in front of him there. He's doing great things. His natural athletic ability is taking over here. Either way, it will be all about crushing Matt Canada. You can see it coming a mile away.
See, I think if he is going to be passive aggressive, he'll be passive aggressive towards Kenny, the new shiny,
that's what I was
sexy
about to
new
say.
Thing.
Yes,
Ben will 100% celebrate Freiermuth because he played with him. That is for sure. I like it, though. This thing is spectacular, this Roethlisberger podcast, because it's having a little bit more teeth every single week. Mm-hmm. He's gonna crush someone soon. Like this one, he took a shot at the media. I didn't hear one person say that Mitch Trubisky was out of line in his news conference. What I heard was Mitch Trubisky handled the news conference pretty good for somebody that. Did you hear anybody be at odds with
A couple
Mitch?
People mentioned that he was a little short with people because it was a short availability, but that was it. That was the extent of it. Nobody said, oh, Mitch was mean to the media.
So Ben said this.
I heard, again, I am not on the social media and all this stuff, but I heard that.
Do you believe that or not?
No.
No.
I think he might not be himself, but he definitely has people report to him.
I think he might be himself just under just like some random name, just watches stuff, never tweets or never posts.
Coach Randy 6969.
Yes.
Yeah, like one of those.
Yes.
Yeah, like one of those hidden.
I bet you Ben, by, let's say, give it a month. All right. I bet you he'll have a spot on Pat McAfee's show every week talking Steelers.
Oh, here we go. Continued Ben on Mitch.
Some of the media or people were kind of giving Mitch some flack for his post game presser.
What?
And for like maybe being short with his answers. What do you expect? Like, give the man a break.
Come on, man.
He just got pulled at halftime, and people have been chanting for Kenny for weeks now.
Come on.
Don't give that guy grief because he feels like he's frustrated or maybe he wants to do better. Like, come on. Like,
man.
That's ridiculous. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. Like, it's just annoying.
All right, the parrot guy is great. This
yes.
guy,
man.
That guy, the yeah man guy.
Yeah, man.
That guy, Ben could say to him, "Hey, look, here's what we're gonna do. You're gonna get lighter fluid. You're gonna pour it all over yourself, and I am going to get the matches and throw them at you for sake of this podcast." And that dude would say, "He go, what do you think about
yeah,
it?"
Yeah, man.
All right, I mean, that guy is just the most agreeable person in the world.
But anyway, the podcast is absolutely great outside of that. Nobody was critical of Mitch Trubisky for being...
No, people just observed something.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, the Ben podcast is great. Where do you think... Do you honestly think that... See, I thought he was going to stay away from any sort of media, even state-run Ben media, like disseminating it himself. I think he's really starting to like this. Yeah. I think this is going to grow even more, Dorn. I think you're onto something.
Oh, yeah. He can't help it. He just got a little taste of it. You know, he's expressing himself now. You know, he's talking about the game, and he's kind of being himself. And then once somebody else reaches out, he's gonna say no. If Pat McAfee or somebody reaches out and says, hey, you want to come on every Wednesday and talk Steelers for like 10 minutes, he's going to be like, yeah, sure.
Crowley, call Ben. I honestly, and the reason I think he will lean more in support of Kenny, he mentioned during this podcast that Kenny had texted him, right? He's going to get the opportunity to paint himself as the Kenny whisperer. Well, I was texting with Kenny, you know, this week, and yeah, he played a good game, but we were talking about some of those moments where, you know, he made those decisions, and it will turn into the perfect opportunity to not just crush Matt Canada, but also kind of align himself with Kenny as a bit of the Pickett whisperer.
Do you think he wants to? Do you think he wants to be a Kenny Pickett champion, Ben?
I don't think he wants to be like full on champion. I think that he'll give him his credit because he's young. But I don't think in Ben's eyes, he knows that Mitch will never be better than him. Mm. I think he thinks that Kenny could possibly, you know, be right neck and neck and be that next guy, you know, Terry Bradshaw went Ben. And then I think he might think that, and I don't think he's going to be on that bandwagon as much, but he'll give him a little bit of credit.
I'm here for it though. When is this podcast on Mondays?
I think it drops on Mondays, doesn't it? Adam?
Yeah.
You're just.
You
that.
Really can't stand it. Like, the first thing you did, you were visibly upset when we were watching it this morning, Crowley, at the co-host guy.
Well, the first segment, Ben's talking about Kenny Pickett, and this guy goes, oh, you know, I actually was watching the game on my phone at the airport, yada, yada. I don't care where you were watching the game. I don't care if you watch the game. I don't need you to watch the game. I need Ben to watch the game. And after that cut of Mitch Trubisky, he goes on like a 45-second soapbox about how, well, you know, I want to say something bad about those media members, but I can't because I'm a faithful man. Shut the hell up, well, Spence.
Crowley.
Wait, his name is Spence?
I don't know. Someone tweeted me his name might be Spence.
Crowley, Spence might know different football than Ben.
Right.
He knows.
I've never heard of someone say they know different football than someone else.
What if, in all honesty, what if Ben, in another universe, it would make a lot of sense for Ben to be a consultant right now to help Kenny Pickett out.
I agree.
It would never happen. He just retired. He doesn't want to be that person that's a presence in the organization. I don't think the organization wants that. It would really help Kenny. Now that he's the starter, there's no looking back. He's the guy moving forward. Mitch might as well. And I like Mitch Trubisky a lot. Super good guy. But he might as well just go buy a plane ticket because he ain't playing again. To help Kenny Pickett's transition, Ben Roethlisberger could be a valuable tool.
You know, Colin, you bring up a great point here, but I think it's one way or the other with Ben. I think he's going to go either one way. He's either going to go that way or he's going to go full-blown media where he's just out there just saying whatever because you can't do both. If you're part of an organization, you can't, like, go do a podcast.
I think this is the perfect sweet spot for him. Yeah. He gets to talk about what he saw, gets to give criticisms, you know, without flaming anybody too much other than maybe Matt Canada at some point. And he'll also get to, like I said, kind of – not align himself with Kenny, but say, hey, you know, like he said on this podcast yesterday, you know, Kenny texted me. I was telling him, hey, well, you know, Kenny, I guess, questioned his judgment in the throw to Freiermuth for that ended up being the interception. And Ben was like, I never threw one away. You don't want to talk to me about that. And it's just like he's going to look for those opportunities to somewhat align himself with Kenny because look, he'll still criticize him if he feels like it. But this is all setting up for just wonderful stuff from Ben for the next 3 months.
I just got a text from a former Division I football player. It said, tell Crowley to keep bombing this co-host. The guy doesn't know if it's blown up or stuffed. Ben needs to tell him to get the hell out of my way. He had no problem doing that with everyone else in his life. Why is he letting this guy do this?
This guy's his coach, Randy.
Why is this guy ruining his podcast? What's his name?
Spence.
Coach Spence.
He's so mad at this guy.
He seems like a nice guy. I wish he'd shut the hell up.
He does. It was infuriating to listen to watch that podcast because the guy just kept chiming in with the most insane stuff. Just, oh, gosh. And Crowley didn't like his ripped jean jacket either. That probably cost $1,700.
Crowley's just mad.
He is so mad.
I'm hyped today, baby.
Why are you hyped today?
We crossed the picket line.
That's full credit.
You know what?
The Steelers did cross the picket line.
Do you wish you were Spence? Crowley.
I mean, they should have a real
how
pro
mad
in there.
Is Cook that he how how mad is Cook that he's not Spence?
Oh my God.
Do you, well, he first, thought he had that job lined up.
First
for years.
That presumes that Ron knows this thing exists.
Pretty good call. Pretty good call.
Wait, you don't think that Ron knows?
Knows that the podcast exists?
No. I think Matt Cole told him.
You think?
I don't think Ron would have found it himself. I think producer Matt told him.
Yeah.
Folesy. You like Folesy?
No.
I like him as a person. I mean,
I don't like
name.
The nickname. No.
I've never liked the name.
It's Matt.
I thought it should have been Matt King Cole. Should have been his nickname the whole time. That fits so much better.
I can go with either.
Yeah? You like Folesy?
Yeah, it's all right. It's growing on me.
Well, it's not growing on me. I've just resigned to the fact that it's so far gone that there's nothing that's going to change it. That it kind of is what it is.
The horse is out of the barn, so to speak.
John Wayner, The Rock, he joins in just a little bit. We talked to him. Final time this year, I believe it will be. Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Armstrong Comfort Solutions and Matt Mertz Plumbing, always ready to help with a service available 24/7, 365. Call anytime. Armstrong Comfort Solutions and Matt Mertz Plumbing will get there, get the job done, get it done right, and for a wonderful fee. You call them today. Book an appointment online, armstrongcomfort.com.
Mike Tomlin's press conference today at noon. Will he name Kenny Pickett the starter? Listen on your Odyssey app to find out. AUDACY, your Odyssey app. Fan headlines powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man, they're going all in on Kenny Pickett, huh? Did you hear that?
Should probably have his quarterback guru join us every Thursday at 7.
Now, what happened with all this with Tony Rasiopi?
He's in Thursdays at 7, baby.
He's going to break down quarterback play in the NFL. He's going to do it not just Kenny Pickett, but, I mean, that's a large part of it, the progression of Kenny Pickett throughout the season, but also quarterback play throughout the league.
Man, this is perfect. Seriously, yeah. I'm not just doing it to pat Crowley on the back for getting him on, but – the rest of the season is chiefly about the development of Kenny Pickett, and we're going to have the guy who for the last 6 years has helped him develop I mean, that's a huge end to understanding what we're seeing from Kenny Pickett each and every week.
Yeah, and then maybe developments, you know, after the season, what Kenny's doing, tracking his progression in the offseason, maybe some combine stuff, you know, all the good stuff that football gives after the football season. You can get Tony's experience.
Tony Rasiopi, you said 7 o'clock on Thursdays.
You got it.
So he'll be 7 o'clock on Thursdays. Programming note here. We're going to run through our TV guide. So programming note, Tony Rasiopi, 7 o'clock on Thursdays. Trey Essex, 9:30 on Thursdays, right? So we've got that squared away?
That's right.
John Wehner, 9:30 on Tuesdays. This might be the final time, I think. And 9:30 on Tuesday is like 2 minutes from right now. So coming up next, we'll talk to John Wehner. We'll do that and then Epic Ending in just a little bit. Week 4 is in the books. Week 5 set. Get all your Steeler reaction. Fourth Down in the Steel City. Just dropped a new episode. It's out there right now. This morning, its host, I'm one of them, Crowley, he makes it all go, though. Bring you along as we analyzed everything that went right and everything that went wrong with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Follow Fourth Down in the Steel City on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Check it out right now.
If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
Wehner, deep left. Look at this. Steve. Yeah! Oh, my God. He's done it. Derek Wehner. Unbelievable. It is unbelievable. He's done it in his home ballpark. That's, John Wehner.
That's not the Rock stuff. That's Rocky stuff.
That is unbelievable.
John Wehner, our guy, he joins right now. Hello, John. How you doing?
I'm good. Good morning, everybody.
What are you doing? You on the road? What's happening here?
Yeah, I'm on the road down 51, driving south.
Gotcha. All right, let's get the baseball stuff out of the way before we have fun. What's one thing you learned this season? The biggest takeaway from the 2022 Pirate season for John Wehner is what?
Oh, the pitching should be good next year, way better next year than this year. That would be the positive. I mean, you look at this, Ortiz came out of nowhere. Contreras has been really good. Keller has made a huge step forward. Oviedo was a nice pickup. That's the one thing we should definitely be excited about for next year is that rotation looks good. You know, they're obviously going to need to upgrade a bit in the bullpen and, you know, there's some holes offensively, but for me, outside of the starting pitching, again, like I think will be a strength next year, and O'Neill Cruz is really good.
That's what I was going to ask about next, Rock. O'Neill Cruz, last 30 days, hit almost 300, 296 OPS, I think was sixth best in the National League. Have we turned the corner? Has he, you know, the old Clint Hurdleism of the league punched back? Has he now completed his punch back against the league's punch back, for lack of a good counter punch from O'Neill Cruz?
No, they'll keep punching back. They'll spar. I mean, every hitter is going to have to, you know, deal with failure and the ups and downs of a season. And, you know, hitting's hard now. I mean, these guys all throw hard. He's finding out now that they're not really pitching to him. He's got to deal with, you know, 3-1 breaking balls, 2-0 changeups. It's gonna be difficult, and so I think he has made a nice adjustment as far as, like, you know, seeing the ball a little bit longer and not being too aggressive, so that he has cut down on the swing and miss and the chase. But you know, he's gonna have to really learn patience.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
And be ready for every pitch that there might be a pitch in the zone that he can hit. I mean, that's hard to do. I think back at Barry Bonds, and not comparing him to Barry Bonds, but Barry Bonds in a lot of at-bats might get one pitch to hit, and he was ready for it more times than not. And so, there will be growing pains still. He's still a young guy, and he's really tall, and we saw that with Polanco. And although I think his swing's a lot shorter and more efficient, or at least can be. But, he'll still have some growing pains. And, you know, every hitter goes through slumps and streaks. And then hopefully, you know, with experience, he'll just be able to shorten those slumps and extend the streaks.
John, you want to tell your guy Greg Brown that without the DH in the NL, we wouldn't be seeing Albert Pujols going over 700 home runs. What's that mean to you?
Well, I'm never going to be a big fan of the DH. It is fun to watch Albert Pujols. I mean, it's pretty incredible what he's doing at his age. And, 703, now second in RBIs. He's only got 300 at-bats. And, 25 home runs this year or something like that? I think he'd be leading our team in RBIs if he was over here. This guy, and then, he's always feasted on hanging break, like two strikes. He's always been a great hitter. Two strikes, you hang a break ball, it's a home run. More times than not, it's incredible. He's done that twice in this series. But the fastball the other day, he hit the dead center. He still has the bat speed to be able to drive a fastball to dead center. And at 42 years old, that just doesn't seem feasible. But, obviously it's been a great run for him. And boy, is he, I didn't think, is he going to be on a postseason roster, 3 months ago, because he kind of struggled a little bit and only played against lefties. Well, now you can't take him out of lineup. He's facing righties and lefties because he's one of the best hitters in the league again.
John Wehner, he joins right now. You fired up for Kenny Pickett there, Rock?
I haven't watched a thing. I had to work on Sunday, and my iPad. I can't get the games. I don't know how
it's
to work.
It's like the third time you've told us the struggles you have with this iPad. Mate, you need somebody to hook. Well, there's all kind of tech people. What about the tech people? They can't hook you up.
Well, it's not the iPad. It's the streaming. Like, and I was in New York, and New York wasn't going to put on the Steeler game, and in St. Louis they weren't putting on the Steeler game, and so I just kind of I got to catch up. And I haven't watched any replays or anything. I mean, I've read some stuff, and I know that he completed all his passes and all that, but I haven't been able to see much. I'm looking forward to this Sunday to where I can actually watch a game.
Interesting. Why didn't you shake somebody down in the press box? You mean to tell me you couldn't have said, hey, can you flip that TV on to the Steeler game? They wouldn't have done it for you?
They're not on. This isn't a sport. These stadiums aren't sports bars, and they put games on everywhere you go. I mean, St. Louis hates football, obviously. I mean, that place is, you know, hockey and obviously baseball is incredible. Those fans this weekend was insane. I've never seen anything like it. It was like the Boston Marathon 3 days in a row, like 3 hours before the game, all the sea of red there. Literally tens of thousands of people in the streets and on the sidewalks. But having said that, they care less about football. You know, some of these stadiums do have the NFL package, and they'll put on whatever games, but not St. Louis. They can care less about football. So I was getting no help there.
Hey, one more quick baseball question, legit baseball question, Rock. The postseason schedule is more condensed this year, I noticed, because they've added the wild card games. You're going to have series that were necessary. You can't necessarily bring your first starter back, as some will do on short rest a third time around. How does that affect what rotations look like in the postseason?
That's a great question. I think especially with this first round best of three, where these teams are going to have to use their top starters, that you're going to have some pitching depth. I think if you don't have a decent fourth, fifth starter, you know, I was thinking the Mets were going to be a tough out with Scherzer and DeGrom. But then you look at the Dodgers, and they seem like they have depth, you know, more so than anybody else. And for that matter, the Braves. I mean, the Braves right now are looking really good. They you know, DeGrom and Scherzer, they beat up on down there in Atlanta and ended up sweeping them out of there. But, yeah, I think you're going to need some help from your third, fourth, fifth starters. You're going to probably have to rely on those guys a little more. Or you know how postseason ball goes. I mean, they can't wait to get to the bullpen. So, a stronger bullpen might come in handy too, because these managers don't like these starters to go more than four or five innings unless it's, you know, an ace.
John, is this the best time of year for sports? You got football, you got postseason baseball, basketball and hockey are going to start up soon. Is this the best year, or is this the best time of year for sports?
Absolutely. I love the fall, man. The fall is the best time of the year. It's a little hard to get into hoops and hockey this early, but there is something to watch every night, you know, between college football, obviously baseball, playoffs, the NFL. You're never going to be needing to watch reality TV, or I mean, there's something on every night. I'm in a house with a bunch of women, and so finally I get the TV remote.
Oh yeah, what's generally on in your house? If there's last thing for you before, if there's not sports on, what are some of the shows that's on the hit list in your house?
Oh, Big Brother is a big hit that just ended. The HGTV stuff, and it's all reality stuff. That's about it. I sit here and end up, again, I'll watch my iPad. I get stuck with the iPad at home, you know, and or my phone, whereas they're watching everything but what I want to watch.
You know how to upload the iPad at home, though. It's good. The streaming service is all...
it isn't the uploading or the streaming services. It's just what's available. I can watch, you know, you can watch local stuff in Pittsburgh. You can't watch Pittsburgh stuff outside of Pittsburgh. At least I can't. I guess if I take the club off the wallet and maybe, you know, pay for some stuff, I'd probably be able to have more success on the road. But I'm also working, you know. You can't be watching football while I'm working.
Gotcha.
That's the other prop.
Very fair point. You generally have to pay attention to the product right in front of you. John, wonderful day. Wonderful stuff. We'll talk again. We appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
Is that it? I mean, I don't know. Is that it? We done?
Are we
coming back?
Well, you tell us.
Yeah. What do you want? One more shot at it, or are you done?
You guys could call me whenever.
All right. Perfect.
Whenever you want.
We'll call you. You know what? We'll have Ron and Joe call you in about an hour. How's that?
Never mind.
We'll talk to you soon. Thank you, Rock.
All right.
See ya.
See you guys.
There is now a video out of LeGarrette Blount fighting in his kid's Little League football game.
I mean, that's on brand, right?
Yeah, and I don't know who won, and he's playing for the Little Gators. They're using the Florida Gator symbol. And somebody decides they want some of the wrong guy. I mean, LeGarrette Blount punched somebody when he was playing in college.
Right.
Remember that?
Yep.
When he played, and this looks reminiscent of it. Somebody's trying to grab him. He comes off, swings at this dad, who ducks the first one. Then he gets in a little squabble. It's only a 10-second clip, but it's apparently LeGarrette Blount. So that's for your viewing pleasure right now. Epic ending coming up in just a moment. Good morning.
Mike Tomlin's press conference today at noon, where he is expected to name Kenny Pickett the starting quarterback. You can listen on your Odyssey app, AUDACY, your Odyssey app. Fan headlines powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters.
What a show today. Check it all out on our podcast page, 937thefan.com. You can go right there into the Fan Morning Show page and go to our Rewind feature. Everything's live for 24 hours. Order our podcast page. Be sure to tell everybody you can listen to us online. Just say, Alexa, listen to 937thefan.com on your smart speaker. So there's all of that. Big thanks to John Wehner. He joined Brad Spielberger, Shelby Cassesi, her great feature on the young man Root from Avonworth, Shane Root, the golfer. Tony Rasiopi, he joined quarterback guru, Kenny Pickett's personal quarterback coach. He's going to join weekly on Thursdays now. And Jeff Hathorn, big thanks to him. Why don't we get to, before we get out of here, our epic ending. And what did we learn today? Doran?
Well, I said this in the beginning of the show that this is my favorite time of the year. October meets Halloween. So I have dove into the – dove is a nice word. You like? You guys
you
like
just
that
made
one?
That up.
Good. Yeah, I'm all right.
Dove into the Jeffrey Dahmer series on Netflix. And what I found out today is that Jeffrey Dahmer's prison glasses, his original ones, are being sold for $150,000 because of this series.
Who wants
That's what
those?
I learned. I don't know. A bunch of crazy people. It's weird. Man. He's weird.
Yeah.
Show's weird, too.
Great.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Thanks, Dorn.
That's what I learned.
Thanks for diving into that.
All right.
I learned this is official appreciation week. Like officials as in referees, linesmen, things like that. Official appreciation week across the PIAA. So if you're one of those lunatics that likes to go to your kids' games and scream at officials, thus driving many of them away from being a part of the sports that our kids love and that you love and that they love as well, and making so that we don't have to play high school football games on Thursday afternoons and Saturday mornings, and we can actually get everybody out there on Friday nights. Appreciate an official this week, even if you don't necessarily like their calls.
I like that. Appreciate the officials. I learned today that Kenny Pickett didn't have any turnover-worthy throws, according to Pro Football Focus. I know he threw the three interceptions. That confirms with what my eyes saw. So, different football right there, Doran.
Wow.
PFF, no turnover-worthy throws for Kenny Pickett. I love it.
Pittsburgh Today Live just did a story. This is what I learned today. I continue to be fascinated by the vintage clothing market. You could find an old T-shirt that is like a Steelers shirt from 1993 that you bought in the strip for $4.99 on the street and sell it right now as people are wearing mom jeans with this shirt and somebody will buy that shirt for $35. Mm. It's fascinating how, like, old T-shirts and things, you see some things that, honestly, that you bought on Pitt's campus after a concert from somebody out of a garbage bag for $10, and they're selling for $55. The vintage clothing market floors me. If you ever really look into it, a lot of it are just like old cotton T-shirts that I'm like, yeah, I had that shirt. And bang, it's $70. What in the world? It's wild. Okay. A prediction? Doran?
The team got a spark the other day with Kenny Pickett, and everybody on the team got a spark, and I think that T.J. Watt got a spark, and that is going to coincide with Mike Tomlin saying that T.J. Watt may be on a faster track than we think today in his press conference.
There we go.
I would like that. I think we'll get good news. We alluded to this earlier regarding Calvin Austin III. I think Mike Tomlin tells us that participation will be his guide this week, but that they expect him to be, well, participating this week.
I expect Mike Tomlin to treat Kenny Pickett in his press conference the way that he's treated Mitch Trubisky, and that is overlooking the turnovers, talking about the good things Kenny Pickett did, and helping pump the tires. Not that Kenny needs any more confidence, but trying to give him more confidence. I think that's what he was doing all along with Mitch Trubisky when he would put the onus on the defense. I think he's going to keep the onus on the defense, and he's going to pump the tires a little bit of his young rookie quarterback after he announces he'll be the starter.
I'm going
to
piggyback that just a little bit and go another way with it. He will announce he's the starter. I like all that. He will pump the tires. He will throw a screwball curveball at everyone. He'll reach into that Tomlin bag of tricks. He'll give the old Charlie Huff knuckleball, maybe with a little Necro stuff on it, and he'll say, but, you know, don't necessarily count out Mitch. We might not have heard the last of Mitch. As a device,
oh, no.
A device, one, to still keep Mitch Trubisky engaged because it'll get back to Mitch, and two, just in case something were to happen to Kenny Pickett or a really unforeseen circumstance, he turns his ankle or whatever, just to let it out there to the fan base and to his constituency, the other coaches and the players, that, yeah, we still have confidence in this guy, even if he has none. It could be a total, overt, ridiculous, incredible lie. But I think Tomlin makes mention to be sure to say, we haven't necessarily closed the book on Mitch or haven't heard the last of him. Something like that. I could feel that from Mike Tomlin today. That's my prediction. He'll mention Mitch in a good light. So there it is. All right, let's get out of here. Sure was. Let me give you the weather. It's kind of dreary out there, but not rainy. It's supposed to be pretty nice today. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet for a great deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle. Great service, too. You'll find it at Sun Chevrolet. Cloudy today, high in the low 60s.
That's the weather.
Yep, Doran Dickerson here for Noah Gabriel and Company Jewelers. My coach has always expected 110% effort from me on every single play. 110%. That's what you...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.